thank you guys for joining me once again. This has been kind of a weird long period, at least for myself. I don't know about you guys. But there is something I wanted to talk about. Just something that I have kind of recently come about. And one of them was the practice of reaching out to our community that we have, our little tribe that we've kind of built up through whatever time this is. You know, some people you've known for a long time, some people you've known not very long, but they seem to coexist just as well and just as smoothly. But in this new outlook on life, I guess, so we can kind of consider this, because we are trying to make changes, and we are trying to, at least for myself, I know I'm trying to change a lot of old habits that I used to do, and for whatever reason, they've been there for a long time, you know, and it's a matter of, I feel like I've just been sort of absorbing other ways, let's say, other ways of just going about your day-to-day life and trying to enhance where you can and play a role whenever and however you can, you know. And sometimes it's sitting back and you're not saying much of anything, and other times you're center role, you know. But I cannot express or impress, for that matter, the high degree that you really should and need to rely on your community, your tribe, your friends, your family, your, you know, anybody that you consider close at all. Check in with them. See how they're doing. You know, plan something with them if you can. It's something out of your norm. It's something out of their norm. You know, and sometimes that's all that it kind of can take. And I just, you know, it gives you different perspectives by having those times one-on-one or as a group, or, you know, however those things come about, you know. But really appreciate them. Reach out when, you know, you feel like, you know, I'm able to make changes, but there's certain things that, you know, if I was to do this, if I say, you know, I'm going to make a, you know, some big move, a career change, you know, whatever the case is, you know, when you start reaching out to those loved ones that you have, those that you do consider to be your community, your tribe, your, you know, your village, it means a lot, you know, and there's certain things that you may not know that they are playing a role in that you had no idea until all of a sudden they were given the opportunity. And next thing you know, you've been able to, you know, that career change all of a sudden now is possible, you know. That big change that you wanted to make that you've been putting off, you know, because you've been in healing mode. You've been, you know, trying to better yourself. You're trying to, you know, focus on you, you know, focusing on who and how you should be, your self-care, your, you know, you're trying to take a different outlook to even your day-to-day job or whatever, you know. There's improvement in that, you know, and you may not know what's going on behind, you know, the doors, or the universe is trying to align up for you, or, you know, however you view, you know, that type of thing. It's your community plays a big role, and if you don't reach out to them, if you don't tell them, hey, you know, can I get this or that, you know, you don't know that your friend, you know, can help you. She's got a connection, or he's got a connection with, you know, within the career field that you're looking for, and you just didn't know it, or you were, you know, too shy or not quite there to, you know, to ask about it, you know. But if we don't let our community help us out, if we don't let them know, you know, we have assets, you know, it's hard to make it through, I think, without each other. And I know we go through a long, long period, especially going through, you know, things that we've gone through. It almost makes you want to close doors, you know, because you feel more comfortable that way. I know I certainly have for the longest time, you know. For me, that was something I even started as a kid, you know. I'd find myself, heck, I used to read books in the closet, okay, like closed door in the closet, okay. And sometimes I would have like a flashlight if it was super dark, and then there were other times I would just let that little beam of light that came through the cracks of the door be my light, you know. And I did a lot of everybody was in the house and it was loud and chaotic. I, you know, from a kid, like I said, I'm finding myself going outside. I'm reading my book out there. I am listening to my music out there. I'm sunbathing. I'm, you know, that was something I did as a kid, you know. And those are the things that I feel like as we go through our changes and we go through our healing points and trying to reestablish habits, it's a matter of, you know, I think one of the key components is tapping into that little kid, you know. I don't care if it was the teenage you, the 5-year-old you, the 10-year-old, it really doesn't matter. Whatever strikes you and you feel like, you know what, I haven't done this in so long, or I haven't, you know, and it could, sometimes it spurred me even just by, you know, just living your life. All of a sudden you come across something that you go, hey, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that song in so long. Or I haven't heard about that in, you know, since I was a kid, you know. And to me, these are the things that you want to look at. Those are the things that you want to embrace. Those are, you know, that's what's going to bring you that happiness and that joy in your life, you know. And if you can pull yourself out of those deeper, like, depressions and things, I'm not saying that, you know, you just look at it and go, oh, you know, I'll just go to the beach, okay. I'm not saying that, just the thought of it, but it gives it at least something else to focus on instead of whatever it is that is weighing heavy, you know. And for me, there are times that I'll weigh heavy and it's those little monkey brain tapping away at you, you know, giving you your what ifs and things like that, you know. Unfortunately, they're there. They're there for all of us, you know, and I don't care, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the next, from, you know, a chaotic life to a normal life, we all have those, you know, little worms in our brain that are, you know, trying to dig at whatever our insecurities and whatever our, what we deem as shameful or weak points, you know. And it's, they're not, that's the whole point. And unfortunately in our brain they are, so the more we let our brain speak very openly in such a manner, we're gonna go down that rabbit hole, you know. And a lot of times it's a matter of trying to pull yourself out as you start feeling yourself go down, if you're able to pick that up. If there's ever a point where you, you know, say, you know, every single time I listen to this, or every time I do this, or whatever, you got to start paying attention to what your own good and bad vibes are, you know, because they will steer a lot of your focus, you know. If you're feeling down in the dumps and you're, you know, and you're trying to make corrections, you're going to be sitting there trying to, you know, plan out your next move, but the whole time it's going to be, oh, you won't be able to do that, oh, you can't afford it, or you're not smart enough, or you don't deserve it, or you don't, you know, all these things are going to just be hammering away at your head, you know. And I think one of the most important things is to know that, you know, we, at some point, yeah, our brain has some control over our body. I'm not saying it doesn't, because it does. But we do have to take control of that, because there are certain parts about that that our brain will just, it'll just naturally put us in that position, just because it's always trying to protect us. Something different, something new, yeah, it scares everybody, you know. I don't care if it's, you know, I'm gonna travel a new way to work, you know. And with some of the stuff that we've had to deal with in the last few years, for those who've gone through this or witnessed somebody who's gone through such a life, you know, now that you're seeing them being able to start getting things on track and getting things going, the slightest thing can pull them off guard, just like anything, you know. And anyone can go down the same path and go through the same stuff. It's just a matter of being aware, you know, of what in essence are your triggers, you know. Be aware what our triggers are, and try to investigate, once you are becoming more aware, why are those triggers there? What has brought it on? What was it that I experienced at what age? What age is screaming out at me at this point? Why do I feel this way? You know, so those are, you know, some of the things that I've been looking at lately. And I think it gives you a direction, you know, because like what I have tried to state before was just simply, we are trying to move on from whatever bullshit from our past, you know, and you're trying to put it in your past, okay? But with that, you, just like anything, within your brain, you kind of, when you replace like one habit, because in essence, that's what this has been. It's been a habit, the way that we have lived, the way that we've had to struggle and do things, and, you know, whatever it was, however you had to get out, you got out. And now it's a matter of you've done what you needed to do to legally and physically separate yourself and get things going, you know. And now this is this other stage where you can truly start living life, you know. But a lot of that, there's a lot of healing involved. There's, you know, you got to find out, you know, you got to dig deep within your soul and what you've gone through and how and why, you know. And the only person that can go through that is you, you know. And to me, that, I wish I would have done that sooner, because I do feel like it would have made me, if nothing else, a better parent. Overall, just would have made me a better person, you know. I know I went through like a very angry stage in my life. And nothing like violent or anything. It's just a period where, you know, I probably couldn't have said hello without it sounding not so pleasant, you know. And it's just a matter of trying to get out of, from that stage to where, like for me personally, where I am at now, it's very different, you know. It's very different. It's, a lot more calming where I'm at. There's just a lot of, to me, pluses, changes that I've gone through. My life is nowhere near what it was like when I was, you know, as I kind of put it, at my worst, I guess, you know. And it makes a big difference, you know. And you've been able to make the changes, and you've gotten the help from your tribe, your community. They've been supportive in ways that they probably are not even aware of. And I think it's huge, you know. Because I know at one point I really didn't think there was anybody, you know. I didn't think there was anybody that really even cared, you know. And come to find out, they don't know, not only care, but they're going to do everything, you know, they probably can to help you reach that healthier lifestyle, you know. And you can recognize those, and that's what I really like, is having conversations where you're hearing of healthy boundaries being placed. And yeah, it hurts sometimes to have those uncomfortable, difficult conversations, but you gotta have them. And that's the whole point, is you get to have those conversations through, you know, and for whatever the end goal is, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I probably notice, period. Like, I see that, like, throughout all portions of my life, and all people that seem to be connected to it, there seems to be a boundary line that seems to just be like in a highlighter for me. I wonder if there's anything that you guys have that, like, now that you are on that healing path, and you've been on it for a little bit, you know, you've been changing some of your daily habits and things, and trying to, you know, you're seeing some change, you're seeing things starting to, like, line up, and, you know, you're getting life to where it should be, you know, or at one point in time you ever hoped it would have been, you know. And you can look back on those thoughts, and you can go, whoa, you know, I have come a ways, you know. But what are those things that stand out for you, you know? Sometimes, like a friend of mine, she said it's tones of voices for her. For her, everywhere she goes. And it's not like it's flashbacky or anything like that. It's just something that you notice, and it's like, ooh, I like that. You know, and it, for me, typically, especially lately, it has definitely been, like I said, healthy boundaries. It's people that are placing them, who are stating them, or talking about them, or something, or I'm placing myself, or something like that. And it's being highlighted to me in a very positive way, you know, because they're successful transactions. They're, you know, this is good, or it reminds me, you know, that is a healthy couple move, you know. It isn't a selfish thing. Like, at one point in time, I did think that's, you know, was a selfish move. I was, in essence, programmed in a way, you know. But like I said, I would really like to hear from anybody who has noticed any of those type of highlights, you know. Another friend of mine, she said that it was the way that animals behave around, like, new people. Like, she's got a couple cats and a dog, and she said that she notices, like, whenever she meets somebody new, and a lot of times she typically will have her dog with her, but when she's at home, obviously it's cats. She said that she notices it's almost like they're her first filter. Because, like, if her dog accepts, then she can at least approach, you know, because they're, you know, there's always, like, even kids, they have that sixth sense, like, they can tell if you're a good person or bad person in a way, you know. There's certain things that they will kind of trigger out for you, and it's highlighted for you, and it's there to see. It's just, what perspective are we seeing it from? So. So So as I finish it up, I just, you know, I wanted to point that out. And like I said, if there's anything anybody ever would like to just simply write in or impact anything that goes on this podcast, please leave a email at loveisn'thurt@gmail.com. And like I said, I do try to answer all my emails in some fashion, some way or another. So and I do really hope that you guys all have a wonderful day, and I hope that this I hope that this podcast, this episode, helps those who, you know, are going onto the next level or wondering, you know, are in that sort of stuck spot, not knowing what to do, what, you know, how do I go from here? What's, you know, what are my next steps? Because none of us have a roadmap. And I really do feel like, you know, it is our own journey. It is our own steps. It is our own way. There is no right way, wrong way. You know, there might be some cautious things, you know, to hear about, which would be a good thing to hear first, you know, but like I said, it's all our own map. It's our own journey. And just make sure you're the star of the show. Because that's it. You are the star of your own show. And we can't let anybody crush us or the light that we have. Because then we're not giving the world what we bargained for. You know, and however it is, those that believe or don't believe or whatever, it's just, you have something to give. And if you don't give this world whatever it is that you have to offer, if your light gets dimmed and it stays dimmed and you don't find it again, or the fact that it got crushed in the first place, there's a piece of you that the world will never see. And I hate to see that, you know. And I think we owe it to ourselves and to others to try to show the world who we are, you know. And along the way, believe it or not, I do feel that the more we show of ourselves is the better we can help the world and those around us. Plain and simple. You know, not easy, but I do believe that's the key. So I do hope everybody has a great and wonderful day. And again, reach out if anything, really. Okay. Thank you again, and I will catch you guys on the next time.